digital marketer. Today, it's Amanda Powell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digital Marketer Podcast. My name is Garrett, and we've got an exciting show today. Jenna sat down with Amanda Powell, our SEO manager here at Digital Marketer, to give you the ins and outs of the world of SEO as it stands here at the end of 2018. It's one of those ever-changing platforms, much like the Facebooks of the world. And Amanda has her finger on the pulse for everything regarding SEO. But before we dive into that, I wanted to let y'all know about something that we've got going on here at Digital Marketer. So obviously the holidays are upon us and it's Black Friday season. So we've got a lot of amazing deals here on the Digital Marketer website. A lot of our products are on discount right now, up to 90% off. But the real reason I wanted to take a moment before this episode is not only are we, you know, slashing prices on our products on the Digital Marketer website, we're also partnering with two really, really important organizations to us, both on the journey to help end children's cancer. So this year for Black Friday, we've partnered with a foundation called Jackson's Frog Foundation, as well as Battle for a Cure. You know, they're two amazing charities here in Austin, Texas, that are focused on finding a cure for children's cancer, but also making the lives of children who are afflicted by cancer better during their treatment and during the extremely hard process of dealing with cancer, both for the families and for the children affected. So this year, we set a goal to raise $100,000 for these charities, and we would like you to join us in that fight against children's cancer. So there's two ways that you can help. So the first is we've got an awesome workshop coming up at the beginning of December called How to Architect a One-Page Annual Growth Plan. And that's with Ryan Dice and Richard Lindner. They're going to be talking about setting up your goals, setting up your process to go into 2019 with an actual plan. And 100% of the proceeds from that workshop are going to these foundations. And then 10% of every sale of any item on our Black Friday sale page is going to these charities as well. So check out the page. We're kind of going with the mantra of save money, save a life. So if you want to join 10,000 marketers in the fight against children's cancer, this is a great way to get involved, and we would love your support. So head on over to digitalmarketer.com/Black Friday. Again, that's digitalmarketer.com/Black Friday. And again, save money and save a life. All right. Thanks, everyone. And I hope you enjoy the episode.
So I'm really excited to talk with Amanda. We're going to be talking about skyscraper content. And really what that is, if you go back to the DM podcast episode with Russ Henneberry, he talks about 100xing your content, you know, being better than your competitors 100 times, building out something better. Well, skyscraper content is basically that. And there's a science to it with your SEO strategy. So we're bringing in Amanda, who is our SEO manager at Digital Marketer, and she basically helps us anytime we're going to make skyscraper content, anytime we're going to update it, she helps us make sure that the SEO is pristine. Because if it's not, then you're really not going to have the results that you're hoping to see. And if you're trying to rank or outrank any competitors, then no matter if you've 100x'd, you know, their efforts, if the SEO is janky, it's not going to work. So yeah, let's just bring on Amanda and we'll have a little chat.
Hey.
Hey.
I was super excited to be able to talk about this because within our new goal cycle that we're working on here at DM, we're starting to focus more on like top of funnel content here at Digital Marketer. And I've been going through and essentially kind of working through the skyscraper strategy that I wrote this blog post about a few months ago, and I've been able to kind of do it for DM. When I first wrote this post, we were originally building out an SEO strategy for Praxio. So I hadn't actually gone through and started really building out our large skyscraper strategy for DM, and I'm actually doing that right now. So I actually kind of have a few ideas in mind for the content that we're going to start building using this strategy. So it's perfect timing.
Sweet. Let's talk a little bit about how this all started and, you know, looking at determining the competition, because basically we had a post that was kind of being usurped. Could you talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So the skyscraper strategy has been around for a while in the SEO world, and it's called different things. It is very similar to what Russ calls building out a pillar post, but using the skyscraper strategy, it's more focused around building upon your competition, not stealing your competition's content, but building it in a way that you think will resonate even better for your customer base and your clientele.
Kind of using what they have and then staking your claim really close to it and higher.
Exactly. But the idea is that you build it better than your competition and in a way that's going to resonate with your customers. Hence the term skyscraper. So you're building your content on top of their content, creating a larger piece of content. But the post that you're talking about is actually our best email subject lines written by John Grimshaw, who was previously our data analyst here at Digital Marketer. And this piece of content has done so well. It was actually getting more traffic than our homepage. It was getting more traffic than our homepage, which is insane. I was fine with it because it's getting a lot of organic traffic and it has a lot of really relevant keywords to the digital marketing industry. It's a great piece of content. But what we started to see is that we were starting to slip in the search results. We're still on page one, which is great, but we were consistently ranked number one for best email subject lines, which is the title of the post. And what we started to see is that we're no longer consistently number one. And it was because HubSpot actually was starting to build skyscraper content. So at first they built best email subject lines, which ranked on top of us because it was a newer version of the post, right? So we usually update our best email subject lines at the end of the year. I know that Matt Sheeler, who's our promotions manager, usually goes through and looks at the best performing email subject lines, and that's how we update the post every year. So ours isn't updated till December. So they built theirs out, I think, in July. But then not only that, so that would just be building upon our content, but then they also built out best sales email subject lines.
So, they niched down a little bit.
Exactly. So they were doing, I mean, they were essentially doing the skyscraper strategy. And it was, I mean, totally it is working. It's working really well. And HubSpot is not only a partner, but also a competitor in the search results. But it's also kind of good because you can see how they're using these search strategies that we are also using. So it becomes kind of like a friendly competition.
Yeah, frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies is the perfect word to use.
We share avatars, but we don't, you know, there's enough people to go around. We share avatars, but we're not stealing customers away from each other necessarily. It's just particularly in these search results, in rankings is where we're seeing the competition. So that's kind of why they're our frenemy, but also, you know, they're an awesome partner and like a friend to us as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you had mentioned the Moz Beginner's Guide to SEO, which is also another really good example because we built the Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing, which you had also mentioned Moz's Beginner's Guide to SEO. And we had built out the Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing. Lindsay Martyr and Russ Henneberry had built that out. And it was based off of Moz has a beginner's guide, but so many other companies also have these ultimate guides to marketing, ultimate guides to data
shaving
analytics.
Your legs.
Yeah, shaving your legs. Ultimate guides to everything, beginner's guides to everything. But what we did differently is that we built it out so it included every aspect of marketing. And they built it out in a beautiful way that includes every aspect of marketing has a different chapter within the guide. And what we also did differently was that we gave it to customers, gave it to anyone for free, which most companies aren't doing. It's usually some form of a lead magnet and you have to provide an email. We don't even make you provide an email. You just, you're able to
see it
in the search results, which is a really extremely valuable. I read that guide over and over, but that was kind of the idea, right? So a lot of companies build out these guides, but we tried to do it in a different way that would be more valuable to our customers.
100xing everything else that existed.
Back full circle.
Full circle. So when you kind of took over, which there's no technical taking over because you're our first ever SEO manager. So when you came in and you started to look at some of the things, you saw us kind of slipping down. There's some things that you were able to see maybe we weren't doing or keywords we weren't going after. So do you want to dig into some of that?
Yeah. And I think it was really nice to come in to Digital Marketer because we have so many different variations of content. I don't even know if variations is the right word. Just so many quality pieces of content.
Mm-hmm. And ways to consume it,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. And ways to consume it that I knew it was going to be a pretty easy way to go. They just needed to be optimized correctly, which Russ had done a really good job. But basically, SEO is all about constant updates, not only with the Google algorithms that occur every month, mm-hmm. every week, now it seems like, but you're getting these updates in Google, and you also need to start updating your content. Like if we go back to the best email subject lines, right, we update that every year. But then when someone updates it 6 months in, they're going to start ranking above us. Mm-hmm. So it's just this constant update. And it was a matter of finding what subject areas do we need to update in each of these pieces of content. The Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing, for example, you made the joke, I think, a few weeks ago, Maddie D, who's our managing editor, when we worked on updating the Ultimate Guide, which we recently updated the first chapter, you had made the joke that, oh, you're going to perpetually updating that because every month you're going to have to update a new chapter.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get to the last chapter, you're going to have
to update the first chapter again. Yeah.
So I think that's
that was a fact. That wasn't a joke.
It is a fact.
We just all laughed and it was like a fear.
Yeah. That's exactly the strategy in a nutshell, mm-hmm. is just this constant update, constantly finding your competitors in the search results, constantly finding your competitors within email promotions, and then figuring out what they're targeting that you might not be targeting and how that content that you haven't built yet or that maybe you have built and you need to update needs to provide a greater value to your customers.
So take us into the technical side. So obviously, you know, people listening, if they do content, they know, okay, I just write better, or I write longer, or I write more. So how on the SEO side would you go in and make these updates and changes?
Yeah. So what this post kind of talks about is how you can use a tool that I use all the time called SEM Rush to kind of dig in further than just like make your content longer, digging in further than just the content, but how to structure it, what to focus on. And I use SEM Rush for this. And there's lots of other SEO tools that you can use. I've used lots of other tools such as Bright Edge and SpyFu, and they're all really great tools. Bright Edge is more of like an enterprise level tool. SpyFu is really great at finding competitor keywords, which is also really great for the skyscraper strategy. Mm-hmm. Here at DM, we use SEM Rush, which I think is a nice combination of all of those tools. You're able to see competitor analysis. I think they recently actually even added some backlink analysis in there. I track our rankings within SEM Rush. So this post kind of goes through a flow of how I use SEM Rush to kind of mm-hmm. build out the skyscraper content.
Okay.
Basically, when you go into the tool, the easiest piece of the tool to use, which I use all the time, is just called the domain analytics in the left sidebar. So when you click on that, you can type in any URL, which is actually really fun. Sometimes it's fun to just go in and type in like retail shops to be like, how is their SEO doing?
What are they? Yeah, you can kind of look at like, what is your secret? What are you trying to do?
Exactly. And also sometimes it's a good confidence booster if you're like, oh, they definitely got hit by this update and we were prepared for that. Or it's kind of a driving factor to be like, oh, they've recently increased their organic traffic clearly through their rankings. So I need to do, what can I do better? So you can type in any URL. I usually do it without a www in the front because that way you'll be able to pull subdomains such as like blog.digitalmarketer, which we use a folder. So we have the blog at the end of our digital marketer URL, but a lot of blogs use that subdomain. So it's important to include that because blogs are...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so blogs are an important part of your content strategy.
I feel like that's obviously a secret hot tip. I wouldn't have thought of that. I would just be like looking at all the like their actual websites. I wouldn't be looking at any sub... Are they called sub?
Yeah, subdomains. Yeah, subdomains. You're right.
I wouldn't be looking at any of their subdomains.
Yeah, it's important to kind of remember that. It's one of those like simple things that sometimes you don't always think of. Sometimes I'll still type in www and be like, oh, our lab at Digital Marketer is included on a subdomain, and it's important, for example, if I'm not looking at lab.digitalmarketer.com, I could miss some kind of technical error that's going on in lab that might not be happening with the Digital Marketer site. So it's always important to kind of look at both.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But when you input that URL into any URL into domain analytics, you're going to pop up with a competitor analysis within SEMrush. And sometimes those competitors are super relevant, and sometimes you're like, where did they get this
from?
Interesting. But basically what SEMrush does is it pulls sites that have the greatest number of matching key terms to your website. And sometimes they might have a really great number of matching key terms that are not relevant whatsoever. Huh. We rank for the term chatbook because we've written a post about chatbooks, the company chatbooks. So we rank for that key term, and another company might have also written a blog post about it, but it's not relevant to our industry. So it's a matter of clicking through these competitors. And once you've done that, also going in and manually checking in Google search results to see, are these key terms relevant to my actual industry? You don't want to be building content around keywords that aren't relevant. And within domain analytics, within SEMrush, you can kind of see all of this. So you can click on individual competitors within SEMrush and then look at a keyword gap, essentially. And it shows you all the keywords that are matching your website and your competitor's website and what key terms are matching up. And also what key terms they're ranking for that you might not be ranking for. And that's kind of how you can determine the gap, because through those keywords, you're able to see, oh, they're ranking for the super relevant key term that I hadn't thought of. And maybe I should start thinking of that.
Is there anything that we've discovered that we should start writing more about?
Yeah, that's a good question. So actually doing this research right now, what I found is that we have a lot of needs for content around different kinds of resumes. Which is actually pretty interesting, because we do have a blog post around building
hiring guides.
Yeah, hiring guides and building out your resume for a digital marketing position. But when we look at our keyword gaps against our competitors, what we don't find is like social media manager resume, email marketing manager resume. And what people are searching for is what key terms are going to pop up when people are hiring that I'm not including in my resume in order to get the job that I'm searching for. And like I said, we have some content around that, but very similar to best sales email subject lines, there's like that gap that we haven't started building out yet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's an avatar that I guess we're going after in some ways, but maybe kind of a largely ignored avatar.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really think about when you have a job in digital marketing and you're trying to gain customers or provide value to your customers, you're not really thinking about people who are searching for your job in the industry that you could be providing value to or you could be working alongside with.
Yeah.
You know, a large part of SEO strategy is partnering with other companies that might be similar to you. You know, we partner with HubSpot and we partner with LinkedIn
and Drift.
Yeah, exactly. So we're sharing content, using each other's content, building upon each other's content. And that's exactly how you should be working with your customers as well, which is kind of this gap in how do I find jobs in this industry, which is also, I know you recently started sending out like our within Engage.
Yeah. So one thing in our community, a problem we are trying to solve for, we have this jobs board, and the jobs board was something that our devs, our dev team just didn't have the time or bandwidth to maintain. And so it was something that would often break or wouldn't work. And so we decided to take it down. But we also don't want our community to become a lot of job postings and requests for like good hires. And so the solution we found for that was to create instead like a form to put in like what you're hiring for, and then we send it out in a newsletter. And so our newsletter now has like open positions for our lab members. So anybody who's a lab member and they have a business and they're hiring, we put their listing in the newsletter. And so it's funny because it's like a need that you can see in all these different aspects of our business, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can see it on our end the community end, the product end, and now even in SEO, it's like just confirming the need to deliver more value to this specific avatar.
Yeah, exactly. And when I saw that, my first thought was, why hadn't I thought of this yet? Mm-hmm. I knew you had just started sending out the newsletter. Yeah. And we see it all the time in Engage that that's, you know, something that our customers are looking for. So in my head, I was like, that is such an obvious answer that I just hadn't even thought of. But by doing this strategy, we were able to figure out. And I think it also speaks to how important it is to communicate within mm-hmm. each of our departments, you know.
For sure.
And
for
sure. Yeah, exactly. I think I constantly work with email promotions, and I think it's important to be able to jump into Engage and kind of see what our customers are talking about. Like, what questions are our customers asking within our community that we can answer through content on Digital Marketer.
And you know what it really is you're providing evidence. Here are actual hard evidence. And this is total anecdotal evidence in the community. So it's like if you combine the two, anecdotal from our customer base and then science, then what you get is a really good business case for something.
It's so true. And I think within, as I'm working through this strategy right now, I think you really start to see trends through like keywords that competitors are ranking for and keywords that even you're already ranking for, but not ranking, you know, within the first three pages. Mm-hmm. You might be ranking on page 100, but the keyword's still showing up. And as you start to combine these keyword lists and, you know, compare them to each other, you realize that there's this niche of people that we're not reaching. And that's the really cool part of SEO. I think, you know, it's always changing and your keywords are always changing and the subjects that everyone's interested are always changing because marketing is always changing. I think that's the exciting part about being in this industry is that you're constantly having to shift strategies in order to make something work.
Just a lot of pivots.
Yeah. Fun anyone pivots. Can attest to that. That's kind of working within digital marketing.
Yeah.
Find the gap. Yes, that's how we need to end the episode. What does the shirt say?
Know the gap, own the gap.
Yes.
Fill the gap.
Yes.
I think. For those of you wondering what the hell we're talking about, if Darren includes this, that is our company wildly important goal. We had a goal to get to, and we were instructed to know the gap between where we are now and what we're trying to reach, mm-hmm. own the gap, any mistakes that came along with it, any things we need to do to fill it up, and then fill the gap, and then like basically rock out, fall into the gap.
Yeah, reach our goals.
Reach our goals, yeah.
Catch your dreams. Overall, you know, the first few steps of the strategy are figuring out who your competitors are. And they might not be who you think they are, because our competitors for email or our competitors that we think are competitors might not be your competitors in the search results. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the interesting thing about Google, is that a lot of different companies and a lot of different industries rank for similar key terms. And I think one of my favorite examples of this is that I, at a previous company, I used to try to rank for network connectivity. And the first result on Google was the quote from Parks and Rec where,
oh my God,
Andy is telling Leslie that he thinks she has network connectivity problems.
He looked it up in WebMMD.
And the computer wasn't working. So
it says you have network connectivity problems. That's hilarious.
So
that's a great example.
Being, your competitors are not always who you think they're going to be. The idea is that you really have to kind of dig in. And once you find your competitors, then you can kind of start digging in and seeing where the key terms are that they're ranking for that are relevant mm-hmm. also to you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
And if you are interested in reading that blog post, there's actually 5 steps and we just went over 1. So if you're interested in finding that blog post on Skyscraper content, you can find it at, well, it's a really long, long title. Just go to the blog. It's on there, digitalmarketer.com/blog. And you can use search to find Skyscraper content.
Searching for even just the word, SEO.
SEO.
Should you pull it up.
Yeah, and then also all of our other SEO content, which we have plenty of. So there's a you've got your day set.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, Amanda, for talking with me about this. And I had fun.
Me too. Thanks for letting me come tout some SEO goodness.
Yeah. Have a great lunch.
Oh, thanks.
That was really awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. We're so glad you guys join us every week. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, DM listeners. If you're running a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special, listen up. Because Digital Marketer just released our Canva Holiday Promo Pack. It includes almost 200 templates that you can use to make the graphics for all your upcoming holiday specials and three unique design themes for each holiday. The promo pack is usually $27, but you can get it today for free. Check the show notes for the link to download, or you can go directly to digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates. That's digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates.